To me, a therapist, the practice of the therapist should be directed to himself or herself first. Because if she is not very happy, she cannot help many people. And we practice it on ourselves. We practice joy, peace, happiness, the capacity of enjoying the positive elements in life in order to nourish the part of the flower in us. And also we practice in order to transform the seeds of suffering, to bring them back to flowers. And that is the basic work of the psychotherapist, I think. Without that, you cannot succeed very much in your work helping other people. If I am someone that needs therapy, I could look for a therapist who is happy. Happy in his family, in her family, with her children. That is my criterion. I could look for a therapist who is really happy. I would tell my friends to do so also. And I know that so many people are suffering. I talk with peace activists. They are doing their best in order to help. But they know that the suffering is immense. I also told them the same thing. If you are not yourself, if you are not happy enough, healthy enough, you cannot continue. Therefore, go back to yourself, because helping yourself is helping all of us. Be yourself, be in peace, be in joy. All of us who have practiced looking at the state of the world, we have the feeling that each of us should become a peace worker, a therapist, because so much suffering is going on. I also believe that therapists should be also peace workers, because the destruction of our environment, the corruption of our society have led to a tremendous amount of people who are mentally sick. If you only deal with the sick people, if you do not make effort to prevent the destruction of our planet and our society, well, we are not dealing with the roots of the problems. That is why I believe that therapists should also engage deeply in the work to protect our environment and to prevent the destruction of our society by the way people actually live, alcohol, sex abuse, and so on. We have to attack the problems of their roots. You cannot spend all your time with your patients. You have to save some time of yours in order to give us a helping hand. I visualize that every psychotherapist is a leader of a retreat. A retreat in which people have the time to stop in the present moment, to enjoy the blue sky, to make peaceful steps, to smile at each other. I mean, each therapist should be able to animate, to nourish, to help a community of joyful people. A sangha, a joyful sangha, consisting of healthy people, is like growing flowers. Psychotherapists have to grow flowers. Because when you have a person who needs to heal and to grow, the best thing and the easiest thing is to bring him or her to that community. And even you don't have to make a lot of effort, the healing will come naturally. And this is my experience. You know, refugees who came from Southeast Asia, they have a lot of pain within themselves. Many have lost their father, the mother, their children. You can imagine the blocks of pains in themselves, but once they come to plum village, they don't show any of these. They are advised to practice breathing, smiling, looking at children, trying to make the children happy, because in plum village, we put the children at the center and we tell other people to participate in making the children happy. And by doing so, the people get happy, get happiness. We do not stress much on what is wrong. We do, but very discreetly. Because people who are deeply disturbed will be noticed by our workers. And they arrange so that people can come and see me or see other friends who are good enough to help them. And we deal with them in sessions of consultations, advices and help. But the majority would not see these things going on. The majority participate in joyful life, mindful life every day. So we organize a lot of festivals for children, for adults. Every time there is a full moon, we organize a full moon festival. And we organize a rose festival. We organize a lot of festivals. They have the capacity of healing and planting good seeds. And many people, many families come home completely transformed. And there are many broken families who rely on plum village to continue. Because every time they meet with difficulties, they always refer to plum village, you know, to seek advice and help. And their children always come to plum village during the summer in order to get the strength for the rest of the year. Last year there was a young lady, 16, who came from England. She's a very good-looking girl. And when she came, we did not know that she was mentally disturbed. She had she had come to England without parents. Her mother left her at a very early age. And her father also remarried. So she didn't love her mother, father. And she came. We didn't know that she had seen a therapist 3 years already, during 3 years before she came. But she was put among other young people and lived like that without any special care. After 1 month, we went back to England. She was staying with other non-accompanied children, taken care of by British social workers. And they saw her completely transformed. Not only she did not show any sign of maladaptation, but she could also help other children around her. And we just received a request from that organization in England to send 40 children to Plum Village this summer. You know, we know that we are not capable of handling 40 at the same time. Because the principle of Plum Village is that we should have healthy, happy children as a majority. We can only have the disturbed children just a small minority in order to be effective. Otherwise, the opposite may occur. So the existence of healthy, joyful communities are very important. Many of you have written to me and asked me to talk about this.